This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, the big news yesterday involving the Cleveland Browns, the developments of charges dropped in the respective cases for Browns rookie running back Quinshon Judkins, as well as undrafted free agent receiver Isaiah Bond, who minutes after the news broke of his charges being dropped, announced on Instagram that he planned to sign with the Cleveland Browns, although nothing official has been made on that on the Browns side as of now. Now, there's been a lot of talk here over the last 24 hours or so regarding this Browns news and how the team's been developing. And we played Nick Wilson early on from Afternoon Drive yesterday, and he had some more thoughts in regards to the Browns signing of Isaiah Bond.
If I really had just hit the dumper, as it were, I might think about something. Maybe culture, in our case, isn't just about wins and losses. Maybe there's some problematic things here, or maybe we don't have the right leadership to lead this certain group of young men that we've brought in with problematic allegations against them. It is the process over results, and it ain't working. You could have more suspensions for off-the-field issues this year. If you're going in facing two, then wins! That seems like the wrong course of action.
I mean, I think they're going to win more than two games this year, right?
Yeah. We'll see.
I would think with this current team.
Yeah. We'll see.
I'm pretty sure.
No matter who's a quarterback.
We will see. Respectfully to Nick's rant yesterday, which you could find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, as well as still on, I think, online on Twitter and all the other social medias.
Yep.
I respect Nick's passion. I respect Nick's feelings. In all honesty, there's no but here. I respect his feelings. I feel differently, though. They are doing this. They know what they're getting into. I don't. And you could say, do they? Yeah, they know they're going to take a hit. They know what their team is. They know that they're a 3-win football team. They know that they are. They know that they are a team that's not well thought of around the league for one reason or another. They're very, very desperate. And if they're thinking if Isaiah Bond is going to be eligible to play, someone's going to pick him up. Why can't it be us considering our wide receiver room? Guys, you were just making a joke whether or not that we could fool listeners on whether or not to throw names together and say if whether or not Gage Larvadan is a real football player or other names that you throw with Gage Larvadan as a real football player in this wide receiver room. And if, God, I don't want this to happen. My God. If Isaiah Bond or Quinshon Judkins, whenever he signed, step out of line, it'll just be part of everything that goes against these guys. It's just part of the overall case against Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. But if they go out and win, when everybody says, well, and Nick did say this during the rant, Philadelphia, they have off-field, they have prior transgressions, they got their Super Bowl. See, that's what matters. That's what matters here. And again, if you can find morality in pro sports, that's great. But I don't think we should go looking for it, or we're going to be very upset people.
I just think in this case, they just Isaiah Bond, they could have just, and I understand completely, it was another he said, she said. This one was sexual assault. And I've read up on the case. I've read everything he had to say about it. I read everything the accuser had to say about it. And after reading that, I would just be like, you know what? Let's just wait a little bit. Maybe not the same day that the Junkins news came down.
Going from the Browns trying to find a way to win to overcome these controversies to a team that's won with controversies this season. The Cleveland Guardians, who took 2 of 3 from Miami this week with a 9-4 victory yesterday that had a lot of the team working well offensively. Stephen Vogt, the manager of the Guardians, talking about winning this 5th consecutive series since the break.
I mean, that's what we always talk about, win every series. That's the goal, and our guys have been playing really good baseball the last 6 weeks or so, whatever it is. I don't even know anymore. But we just want to continue that trend, continue to win series, and give ourselves a chance every night.
I mean, really, the worst thing they did other than lose yesterday was just getting down constantly to a team like Miami, who's not a bad team per se, but they're just...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's not, they're not one of these standouts in the National League.
Who's not a bad team per se?
Miami. I mean, they're not.
Miami's a bad team.
They're not terrible. But Atlanta's a bad team this year. Washington's a bad team. Miami's ahead of both of them.
This doesn't mean they're good. They're just ahead of two bad teams.
I think they're an average team. But you needed to win at least two out of three.
I'm not going
to
bicker with you about Miami. Yeah, they needed 2 of 3, and they got 2 of 3. That's fine. I mean, if they get 2 of 3 against Atlanta, it's still professional baseball. I would like them to sweep bad baseball teams. I think that both are bad, frankly. I'd like them to sweep bad baseball teams. That'd be nice. But if I get 2 out of 3 with pros, that's great. Winning series. If you keep winning series, you're probably going to find yourself in a wild card spot.
Do we think right now where when they lost that 10 straight game, I thought there was 0% chance they were making the postseason? Today, as it stands, August 15th, after they've won 9 out of their last 10 series, give me a percentage chance.
55. I agreed with Owen, though. I did not think it was zero because Owen kept bringing up the strength of schedule. And I go, yeah, you know what? I know we're really angry. You watch. You watch. Go ahead, Owen.
I don't need to say my number.
It's 100%.
It's 100%. It's 100%?
Yeah. It's been 100%.
They're making the playoffs, guys. I'm not backing off of that.
Did you give a number?
I think 60 now. I'll go ahead of you.
Yep.
No, Anthony Dolan's going to go ahead.
Yeah, after the Class A stuff, I especially thought, like, this is over. Not just because they lose the closer, but, and Cade Smith has filled in nicely.
60%. That's an interesting number. They were willing to give Stephen Kwan maybe 60% of what he really wants.
Going from that over to some developments yesterday involving the Cleveland Browns. They had practice yesterday. We might get to that in a second here, but I want to play this to you. This is from Cameron Justice's Twitter last night. Morgan Wallen's not the only...
Cam Justice!
Morgan Wallen's not the only big concert we have this weekend, folks. Lil Wayne was at Blossom Music Center last night.
Hell
and
yeah.
Had a shout-out in his sign-off from the show. Had a shout-out to one popular Cleveland Browns player right now. How well does Shador have to play this year to get on a feature track with Lil Wayne?
Oof. Well,
he has to play in the first place.
Sure.
That's why I'm upset about this oblique. Did you have this is a big question here. You're 44 years old. You are 43 years old.
44 years young.
You guys are 5 years, 4 years older than me. Let me ask you this. Did you guys have CDs of Lil Wayne Cash Money Records back in the day?
Did? Yes, indeed.
Hell yeah. Not 400 just, degrees.
Every week we went and got one.
Yes. Well, there were all of Cash Money.
Yeah, Turk, BGZ, Lil Wayne, Juvenile is probably the best out of them, right? Yeah. Best out of them. Manny Fresh, Birdman, who I don't believe talk to each other anymore.
No.
Yeah, they don't talk to each other anymore.
That's unfortunate.
I don't know if Tiny Desk is still a thing, but Juvenile's Tiny Desk with Manny Fresh there, you need to go watch it 4 or 5 times. It's amazing.
I've determined my new favorite of all the Tiny Desks.
Go ahead.
As I told Ken, I binged them over the last week because RIP to NPR. The one
coming in hot, 9:45.
Scarface. Watch Scarface.
Oh, yes.
And tell me that dude's not a theater kid.
Who you representing, myself.
He was incredible.
I was just saying, I don't really know much about Lil Wayne because I'm far, far younger than you guys.
Yeah, you are. You should. But it doesn't matter. Wait a minute. Dang. I know about classic rock. That was all before I was born.
Had Emmanuel Classe not did what he did, he probably would have got a shout out because he comes out the fireman. Well, he did. Now he just.
Hey, I mean, Lil Wayne did a song for Skip Bayless. Was it Mercedes, the female rapper?
That badass Benza.
Was it Mercedes?
You're the one that can't keep it old. Because I can't say the rest of that. I'm going to get fired. Can't do that.
What was it? Gangsta Boo. Who was the best
I don't remember,
back then?
Huh?
That's it for about last night.
That's Mitch Spinell, huh? Coming up at 8:20 is Daryl Rutter, huh? Then you got Nathan Zagura, huh? Then at 9:43, it's coming in hot, huh? 216-474-0092, huh? Coming up in 5 minutes, huh? I can't stop. Once you start, you can't stop. That's probably how that all started with him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.